Today, we'll go into more opinions and halacha ramifications to checks in halacha. We concluded with the opinion of Rav Eliashiv Shlita that a check is a shtar hischayvus, a proof of debt. Now, the question many people ask on that is that if you look at the check, it doesn't say that I owe you money, it says pay to. So how do you understand that you owe you money? So we said that since it's understood that I owe you money, so it seems to say it. So a lot of people don't like it because, so who cares? People understand it. It doesn't say it. It says pay to. So it's understood I owe you. So who cares if it's understood? It doesn't say that. It says pay to. So the answer to that question would be found in a Ran in the Dorm in Daf Beis. The Ran says, what is language? Very fascinating, Ran. A language is haskama kol uma ve'uma. Language is not something intrinsic, but rather something that is subjective. Language is how it's used. Nicknames, slang, it has in halakha ramifications, even though maybe it's not literally in the dictionary, Webster dictionary, but that's what people consider it on the marketplace. That's what it is. So therefore, since a pay order to written on a small piece of paper called a check is understood as I owe you, therefore we understand it as I owe you, even though it doesn't say it. Like the Ran says that Lashon is only, language is only a haskama, an agreement between each nation. Therefore, it is an agreement that this is, I owe you. Okay, fine. I'm just answering, understanding Rav Eliashiv's opinion. Now, let's get to two more opinions and how to understand how a check works. The next opinion I'd like to discuss is the opinion of the Sefer Mishpotecha LeYaakov. Sefer Mishpotecha LeYaakov writes that we know when you give money to a bank, how is the status of money? The bank owes you money? Are you a lender to the bank and the bank borrowed from you? How does it work? So the general understanding how a bank works, according to all poskim, basically, is that money deposited in a bank is a iska. What is an iska? A business deal. What's a business deal? Chatzi milva v'chatzi pikodin. The money I leave in the bank is considered half pikodin, half a deposit, half a halva. Now, to get into it, how that works exactly is not time today. Mr. Shem, in upcoming class, we'll discuss it. But basically, a bank is holding for you a little bit halva, a little bit of a loan, a little bit pikadin. The halachi is that if someone has a pikadin of yours, someone has a pikadin, and you write down to him, right? You write in ksav that I want this to be transferred to a third party. It's called maimid shloshton biksav. Maimid shloshton biksav means that if all three parties are aware that the pikadin, all three parties, meaning the giver, the receiver, and the shomer, the person holding the pikadin, and you write to the shomer in a piece of paper, I want you to give this to and be zoicha for the mikabel, that is enough to transfer ownership. And therefore, it could be that when a person writes a check, what he's basically doing is telling the bank to be zoicha for the mikabel. Now, this concept of in the Mishpat Echel Yaakov is also seen in Rianko Bloy's famous sefer on Hilkas Halva and Perek Tes. Rianko Bloy writes over there, dying in Neder Haredis, he writes over there like this. He said that in the beginning of classes, we said that it's not a ten kischi. A bank is not ten kischi, because we said ten kischi only works when you tell someone explicitly, be zoicha for him. But the teller doesn't know yet. He didn't get the bank slip yet. So this is a fascinating theory that a check is written by the bank. A bank gives a person checks. What does it mean when a bank gives a person checks? A bank is telling a person that whatever name you write here will be zoicha for that person. That's how Rav Yankel Bloy understands checks. Even though we're not cognitive aware of who that person is, when we're giving you a blank check to say whoever you write down over here, that person will be zoicha for. And therefore, there's a zechia, just like the Maimit Shloshton Biksav concept. Also, there's a ten kischi, even though the teller is not aware, the bank's not aware, but since it was an open check, it is as if they are aware. They gave it on the das, that whoever's written, even though Ein Breira Midaraisa, however, whoever's written on that check will be zoicha for them, therefore you're zoicha by writing the check, which is a fascinating halacha concept to think about. And last but not least, let's say another mahalach of how to understand checks. That a check, when you write a check, what are you writing? You're writing I owe according to Rav Eliashiv, or you're writing Ohayro according to Rishon Mazalman, or you're writing Ramosha, you're giving money, and the new mahalach over here that the teller is being zoicha, There's another mahalach, a fifth mahalach. The fifth mahalach is the following. And this mahalach, I heard Bishim Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg and Rav Naftali Nussbaum holds of this concept. The concept is the following, that the way a check works is that it's not a shtar chov, a debt that I owe you money. It doesn't work like that. The bank owes me money. I give money to the bank. So the bank owes me money. So when I write a check, what am I doing when I write a check? I'm saying pay to the order of. What am I doing? When I gave money to the bank, the bank did with me a deal. They said, Rabbi Rappaport, we're giving you a blank check. So whoever you write the check, we owe them money. Meaning we can give you a blank shtar chov that we owe that person money. Since we owe you money, so we'll owe that person money, whoever you write in the check. And therefore, the check is like the bank owes you money. It's like the bank owes you money. Not that you owe the Mikabel money, but when you write a check, the bank owes the Mikabel money, not you, because the bank owes you, and they give you the check. That's a fascinating opinion in how checks work. Now let's go to the halachas, how it's the halacha l'maisa. First of all, a famous case happened many years in London, Europe, that a person wrote a numerous amount of checks to a charitable organization, and then he was nifted before the charitable organization had a chance to cash the checks. It could be very common. Someone writes checks on their deathbed, and the receiver does not have time to cash until he's nifter. Are those checks still valid? Do the Yisoyim have to pay these checks? So now it's dependent on the opinions. If we look at a check as real money, okay, so it's if he has the money in the bank, and therefore he should collect it. If it's only a hayra to the teller to do it, so therefore it should make a difference if he was nifter, because after all, the message was not completed because the person was nifter in the interim. Now, if we understand check, now another question halacha would come about by checks, if a person break a check. In halacha, I go to Bezna with a check that someone canceled, could I collect from them? So it seems to be, according to all opinions, except for Shlomo Zalman, that you could collect money from someone who broke a blank check. Surely according to Rav Eliashiv, and Zichler according to Rav Moshe, that since a check is also, like we said, a proof of debt, so even though you canceled it, it's good according to American law, but in Jewish law, we would mechayev you to pay the sum of the debt. Now, another question in checks is when a person goes to a check cashing place, okay, and he sells his checks, is there a problem with ribbis? Why would there be ribbis? Because when you sell a check, what's happening? You're giving someone the check for $100, and they're giving you $90 back. Meaning, and then they'll collect $100 when they go to the bank. Meaning, in essence, they're giving you a loan of $90, and you're paying them back $100 when they go to the bank. Could you do that? Could you sell a check to a check cashing place, or is it considered a halva of ribbis, ilu the check cashing institution is lending you $90 and collecting $100? So again, if a check is currency, it wouldn't be a problem because you're selling currency. You could sell currency. It's a strange currency, a check. It's not the best currency, but it's selling currency. But if it is a shtar eschayvis, then it would be a problem called liashiv, because a shtar eschayvis means that I owe you money. I owe this $100. You're going to collect it later, and you're giving me 90 in the interim. That's ribbis. And that's the halacha. According to liashiv, you are not allowed to cash checks for a less amount written on the check because there is a problem of ribbis. How to solve the problem? There are many solutions, but in a simple level, it is ribbis, according to Rav Eliashiv. And last but not least, using a check to do a mitzvah. For example, we know the halacha is first day of Yontif. The Esr Galulov has to be lechem, it has to be owned by you. If you give a check to a moicher, lov mesroigim, is that considered you own it? So according to Rav Moshe, we said that it is money, it is considered as if you own it. According to the Shita of Rav Eliashiv also, if you mechayev yourself, right, so there is a chiyuv, even though you did not collect the chiyuv yet, but you mechayev yourself, it could be the mechayev yourself is equivalent to paying for something, and therefore it could be going to the ashram that you are yotzi the mitzvah of lechem. Certainly, Kurm Shom Zalman Arbach, and that it is not considered money, it's only considered a message to the teller, we should be worried and not utilize a check for the mitzvah arba minim, and of course, it's a shalom of the rice in the first day, and therefore it should be machmir not to write checks, but rather to pay for it. So too, when it comes to pinyin ben, it is preferable not to write a check, according to the Shita Shom Arbach. However, according to Mitzvah Stokko, when a person wants to make Meiser, a check should be fine, because again, even though Meiser is a Dovah Choshem Oid, it's not a mitzvah per se, there are rights that we should be machmir l'chumro, but only a minig, and therefore we can rely on the Mekel Shita that a check should be considered a form of payment. Okay, I hope today everything was clear. We have our major opinions. Let's review the major opinions. Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's only a message to the banker. Rav Moshe, it's money. Rav Eliashiv, shtar eschayvis. According to Rav Yankel Bloy, it's a ten kischi, or a maimon shlosh lebiksav, or according to, as we said before, that Naftali Nussbaum and Goldberg consider it as the bank is chayv to the person. Okay, in all these scenarios, it is very complicated. How we paskin? There's no how we paskin. Every bezin lefi royis eini adayin could paskin the shayles when it comes to checks, which is very shkiach in bezin. Another reason why to get a competent bezin.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havar Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.